Why the 30-second skip button on your digital video recorder gets in the way of a good time. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Consumers spend a lot of money on technology to help them skip television commercials, but new research published in the Journal of Consumer Research suggests commercial interruptions make TV shows more enjoyable. Researchers from NYU and the University of California, San Diego, asked two groups of college students to watch an episode of a sitcom, Taxi. One group watched the show with commercials, the other with the ads taken out. The group that saw Taxi with the ads enjoyed the show more. The researchers found the same effect with other programs, and a huge gap between what TV viewers predict they'll like and what's really good for them. Turns out forced breaks might be just what we're looking for. NYU's Jeff Gallick is one of the study's principal researchers.
The basic mechanism that we think underlies this effect is that a program in and of itself gets less enjoyable over time. Some programs do in any case. And so what we find is this basic psychological mechanism that if you disrupt this decline in enjoyment, this boredom perhaps, you actually reset the level of enjoyment. So you can imagine that somebody's watching 10 minutes of a TV program, it gets less enjoyable over time, and then a commercial comes. It takes them away from that experience, and then when they come back to the program, that first moment is much more enjoyable than it would have been had the commercial not been there.
I'm trying to figure out how your findings matter, because it seems more important what people think they like rather than sort of what they end up liking when it comes to watching television. They make decisions on electronics to purchase, like DVRs, or to watch internet video so that they don't have to watch commercials.
Sure, that's actually an excellent point, because you're absolutely right. Decisions are based almost entirely on predictions. But where this does apply is when consumers don't have a choice. So right now, as you're obviously well aware, online media distribution is becoming a major industry. And people don't really know yet how to structure the advertising revenue for that. So they don't necessarily know, should it be commercial driven? Should there be banner ads on the side, or what's going on? Everything's really just being tested at the moment. Hulu.com is a great example where they had at one point, and I think I'm not entirely sure how they do it, but some videos that you watch, they actually explicitly give you the option. Do you want to watch this program with commercials, or do you want to watch a several-minute trailer for a film, and then you'll watch this program commercial-free? Now, I have no idea what the actual rate of response is for those, but I would be willing to guess that most people choose to watch it commercial-free and instead watch that trailer in the beginning. Now, if Hulu instead didn't give people that option and inserted the commercials for everybody, now consumers would never know that there's a difference. They'd never think that there's something better, but they would actually enjoy the experience more. At least that's what our theory predicts.
I assume it's not the commercials themselves that produce the effect, but merely the fact that it's a sort of a forced break from the programming. So you could produce the same effect just with a DVR, which gives you even greater ability to interrupt the programming because you do it at your own schedule and take breaks and pause and rewind and fast forward and things like that, right? And time shift.
That's absolutely right. So the commercials don't have any special property in and of themselves. It's just the disruption. The reason that we asked the question with regards to commercials is just because that's the nature of television. That's the nature of media at the moment. To the extent that you can interject any other type of disruption, it should have a very similar effect.
Jeff Gallick, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks.
Jeff Gallick is a doctoral candidate of marketing at the Stern School of Business at NYU. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.